the very top of Laman Vez Amadalf says, Hai Chala the Shikhar the Rama'a Asr. If you have a beer that's made with vinegar from the Arameans, that's Asr, Dimarve Be Dirdaya de Yayinesach, because they mix in some of the sediment from Yayinesach to add some alcohol to it and to increase its volume. And so Tosos Dirmasal Hai Chala says as follows, Hilchal Sarchlizar Beshechar Dvash Shikorin Meat. I believe this is talking about mead, which is an alcoholic beverage that exists today. It is made by fermenting honey. So Toso says they have to be careful regarding buying such a drink from Odikochavim. Why? Livdoki matilin bo shomrei yayin lahamid mahayr. That sometimes they'll put sediment of wine in this mead in order to let it ferment faster and to gain alcoholic potency. Because there are places that do this, where they do add yayin, and again, we're concerned for yayin nesach, and that would make the beer usher. But then the Gemara says, the nimar vashi may otsar shari, that if this vinegar beer is brought from the storehouse, so then it's permitted to buy it from the non-Jew. Kivan demarve be misri sari, because when you mix the wine sediment into it, it will spoil rather quickly. So if it's coming out of the storehouse, which obviously was there for long-term storage, so obviously then they didn't mix the wine sediment into it. So Tosos Divrei Maso Me'otzar says, Hilkach nir the mutter luknos kol minei mashkem min odikochavim kagon yayin d'puchim u'mei tutim uvad she'irua Yisrael meshoch min achavis. So Tosos says, therefore, it should be permitted to buy any drink from an achari, like apple wine and strawberry juice, as long as you see that the Jew is taking it from the barrel. Afilu demehen yikarim yoter min yayin levadai lo irvu yayin b'toch achavis demaser kasari. And this is true even if these liquids are more expensive than wine, because they wouldn't put wine into these juices, because that would make the juices go bad, and they don't want to put wine into an expensive juice. Aval im lo rahu moshoch min achavis as adavar mischalik b'mashke hayakar min yayin yeasor shema irib bo yayin lishtaker laharviach. However, if you don't see the juice being taken out of the barrel directly, so the law is different, because then if the liquid is more expensive than the wine, so then you can't drink it, because we're afraid that he might have put wine in order to make it more alcoholic and to charge more for it. But if the wine is more expensive than the juice, which you would imagine it is, so then there's no reason to suspect that he would put wine into this juice to make the Jew stumble. Kedamrin lakaman kista de murs de murisa bluma kista de chamra ba'arba lume. As it says later on regarding a kista, which is a measurement of a fish oil, which is only one zuz in comparison to a kista of wine, which is four zuz. So we're not concerned that the non-Jew would put the wine, which is more expensive, inside the fish oil, which is less expensive. And the Sefta says that when you have this apple wine that's brought from the storehouse, that's permitted, but if it was sold in the shuk, in the marketplace, then it's going to be asur. Why? Because we suspect that there was some type of swap, or that it's forged, that we're concerned that wine was mixed in, which seems to go against what we just said. That it would depend on the prices of the juice compared to the yayin. So hainu dafka b'makom shu bazel. So this law of the sefta is only a place where wine is cheaper. That's what we're talking about. Vein lo asur mitam shemishin min amashke b'chavi shayibo yayin nesach. And you can't forbid liquids, because they're put into barrels that used to contain yayin nesach. So why not? D'amrin l'kaman d'shari l'mer mei b'chamer l'shechar. Because we say later on, they're allowed to put beer into barrels that were once used for Yayin Nesach, so that's not going to be an issue.